DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jared Reed in Bonn. Medical and security sources in Egypt say five people were killed in clashes between police and protesters in the canal city of Suez on Friday, in what is the second anniversary of the uprising that toppled former President Hosni Mubarak. There were protests across the country. Thousands took to the streets of the capital, Cairo, with some demonstrators clashing with police who fired tear gas after being pelted with rocks and petrol bombs. Violent clashes were reported in the coastal city of Alexandria. At least 186 people are reported injured across Egypt. The protests, which were called for by opposition leaders, are against the government of the President Mohamed Morsi, the democratically elected and Islamist-backed leader. Protester Mohamed Mansour was one of those in Cairo on Friday.
We want to show that the pledges of the revolution have not been upheld. There's a lot of injustice, and the Constitution doesn't represent all Egyptians.
Opposition groups accuse Islamists and the President Mohamed Morsi of betraying the revolution. They say that Morsi's election and the constitution approved last month are just as unfair as the system they replaced. Correspondent Karim El-Kahari says both sides have marked the day in very different ways.
The opposition is demonstrating at Tahrir Square against the Muslim Brotherhood, against the President Mohamed Morsi, while, for example, I just came from one of the poorer areas in Cairo, where the Muslim Brotherhood is celebrating the day by opening little markets where they offer, for example, meat for half of the market price.
The president of the European Central Bank, Mario Draghi, has hailed what he's described as a relative tranquility on Europe's financial markets and a substantial improvement in financial conditions. However, speaking to business and political leaders gathered at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Draghi warned that more needs to be done to get the so-called real economy back on track and that the European debt crisis was not yet over. Draghi also told the gathering that the European Central Bank will keep in place its option of buying government bonds, even though the risk of renewed pressure on the euro is easing. He urged governments to make structural reforms to help their economies grow faster and reduce debt. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Metro train operators in Athens returned to work on Friday, ending a strike that went on for over a week, called in protests over planned wage cuts. It comes a day after the Greek government announced it would use emergency powers and to force the workers back to their jobs, threatening them with dismissal and up to 5 years in prison. Opposition parties have criticised those threats as extreme and authoritarian and unconstitutional. Unions representing the workers oppose the government's plans to reduce their monthly gross salaries by almost 500 euros. Further strike action is planned for next week. Russia's parliament has given initial backing to a proposed law banning so-called homosexual propaganda accessible to minors through the media or at public events. The vote came in the first of three meetings amid scuffles outside the House of Parliament between gay rights activists and Orthodox Christians. At least 20 people were arrested. Backers say the law will protect children, but critics say it's a part of a plan by the President Vladimir Putin to increase support following widespread protests after returning to power last year. The South Africa court has stopped the country's military from donating used helicopters to Zimbabwe's army following an appeal by a lobby group. The AfriForum group, which says it advocates for minorities in Africa, won an interim court order following news that South Africa planned to donate some of its retired chopper fleet. It comes ahead of elections due this year, and AfriForum said it was concerned about a possible repeat of the political violence seen in Zimbabwe's 2008 elections. And Czechs headed to the polls on Friday to vote for a new president at the end of a bitter campaign between the two contenders, former Premier Miloš Zeman and Conservative Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg. The final weeks of campaigning have been dominated by personal smears and attacks, much of them linked to World War II and its aftermath. For more news and information, please head along to our website. It's dw.de. This is Jared Reed for Deutsche Welle News.